Jonathan Pabla.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, the last few weeks, you just haven't stopped. The Juno for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. You did the sold-out show, the headline show in Toronto.
Yeah.
You dropped a music video for III.
I did.
It's just, I think you need
so
a vacation.
I would love that, but my team would argue against it. So.
Yeah, I bet. So how's it all been going?
It's been great, man. I'm definitely on a high right now. It's been an eventful past week, and I'm so happy to be here and just to be doing this and to be living through all of this, like so many firsts and so many great experiences. I'm meeting so many amazing people. I feel like I'm having lots of fun for
good,
sure.
Good. Yeah. You enjoying the performance element of that as well and being back in front of crowds again?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm new to performing. It's crazy because last April was when I played my first show ever. So it's literally like a year, pretty much a year to the day where I'm playing my first ever sold out headline show. So it's insane. And the first time I went on stage, I immediately fell in love with it. And I've been just fiending to be on stage as much as possible ever since.
Were you someone that went to a lot of shows before just as a fan?
No, honestly, I had never really been to, the first concert I ever went to was The Weeknd back in 2016.
What a first concert.
It's insane. So it set the bar very high. But growing up in Timmins, there wasn't much of a music scene, and there's really no like venues that put on concerts or shows. So I kind of missed out on that like early on. But ever since I moved to Toronto and been kind of a bigger part of the music scene here, I've seen like so many shows. Which
that's
I'm
amazing.
Grateful for, because I love watching shows anytime.
Festival season coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. You've just been announced for the Sunday day of Oceaga, Montreal.
So crazy.
Sharing the lineup with Kendrick Lamar.
Insane,
how does that
man.
Feel?
It's legendary, yo. Like, Kendrick is a GOAT. He's, like, one of the greatest rappers of all time. So just to be even in, like, to see my name, like, on that list.
I'd be framing that.
Yeah, it's insane, right? Like, just that alone is already holds so much weight. So, I'm just super, I'm honored to have been considered and to be included in that legendary lineup of artists.
Yeah. Have you performed a festival before?
Yes, we played a few festivals last summer. Cool. They're interesting because the crowds are like, they're huge crowds, right?
Yeah.
And they're there for the whole event.
They're there for everything
exactly.
And everyone.
Exactly. So it's a lot of good energy. Sometimes they're like, you can tell they've been in the sun all day. They're exhausted. But usually once the artist gets on stage, the energy is good.
Yeah, so it's like you're winning over like new ears and new fans.
Exactly, yeah. Because you have access to like thousands of people. Like it's different than if they're coming out specifically for you. They're already sold, right? But you have to capture their attention and make sure you can retain it for the period of time you're on the stage.
So when's the album coming?
No official date yet, but I can say... Well, I don't even know if I can say this, but I'm going to say it because I want to say it.
Say something.
I'm working on a project that will be
coming like, don't
out.
Look over there. Look here.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah, I have a project in the works. It's currently being curated and massaged so that it will be the best that it can be when it comes out. But no date yet, no name, no nothing except for it's going to come out this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you big on collaborations? Obviously, you had Flowers in the Rain with Banks and Ranks.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, can I just say, and I don't want to like say like I'm that guy that like, was put on to Banks and Ranks before anyone else, but I'm from the UK.
Yeah.
And so they were huge over there.
They had
for
big
years.
Success there,
I thought they were from the UK
wow.
until I moved here.
Okay.
I was like, they're from Montreal.
Yeah.
What? Like, no way.
Yeah, they were popping over in the UK like before making moves out here in Canada. So I guess you would know from that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Collaborations for me, I think it really has to be like, I'm not into the idea of doing a feature or a collaboration if I've never met the artist or if it's like a paid thing, you know? I feel like music is very personal, especially for me. I like to make music that is really true and is really like accurate as to what I'm going through currently in life. So for me to include someone else on a project, it would have to be like for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And we'd have to have a connection and have conversations rather than just like, here's the verse, here's the chorus, paste it on, you know?
Yeah. Especially if they're like your lyrics as well. You got to kind of
exactly.
be protective.
Yeah.
Over that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm definitely very protective over over my songs. Like even just letting people into sessions and having writers come in is new to me. And it's something that I'm weary about sometimes because it's a very personal thing. You're writing about like your feelings that no one else knows. So to just let a random person in on that, you have to, there has to be some sort of relationship.
Well, what about music videos? Because I spotted a familiar face or two in the new one for AAA with Sophia Kamara's in it.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she looks great in it too. She killed it. There were scenes where I was like, yo, we might have to like not use that scene because she like performed better than I did. So I was
let's just cut this out.
I was like, dude,
just tone it down.
Exactly. Yeah, but no, they all the background and the extras and the people in the video that day were so amazing. Like, we all just literally had fun. It looked like the video is exactly what they captured on camera was exactly what was going on. We're just having fun.
And it's a great song as well. I feel like it needs to be used in a commercial or something.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that.
Do you remember
too.
The old iPod commercials?
Yeah, that's
where
crazy.
You would just see like the silhouette of the person dancing, and you'd see like the back when it was the wired earphones, which people still use today. Mm-hmm. But like, and they'd always be jamming to like an iconic song.
Yeah,
I feel like that could
be the song
perfectly.
I agree.
Don't you think?
Let's make it happen, bro.
Would you be like,
we'll split. We can
we
split,
should, right? 10% each.
Yeah. 10% each. Where's the rest of the percent going to?
I don't know. Sophia Kamara gets the rest.
Yeah, she deserves it, honestly. We'll give it to her.
But like, are you protective over where your songs are being used? Would you in the future?
I think, yeah, to a certain degree. I feel like, honestly, it depends on how much they're willing to give us, you know.
Man.
But like, there's certain instances where like, if someone's willing to pay us a lot of money, I'd be like, yeah, sure, you can have the song.
Yeah, well, you.
I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that, but
no, that's fine.
It's the truth.
You gotta look after you.
We can cut it out if y'all.
No. Keep hustling. You mentioned Dubai in the song.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
I've never been. No, I've never been.
I used to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's amazing.
It's good.
It's amazing.
I definitely have to go now. Yeah. But I've never been. Yeah. It just rhymed, honestly. Some people have asked me, like, why Dubai? My answer is just, it literally rhymes.
Have you ever flown first class before?
Never. Never.
Well, it's all about manifesting.
I know, exactly.
So it's in the song now. I think it needs to happen by the end of the
100%.
Year.
Yeah. That song, especially, was a lot of the lyrics and that whole song was to capture, like, my desires and my fantasies. It's a song that, it was different for me because most of my songs, like, I'm more vulnerable and open. They're more emotional. But that song, I was feeling myself that day. And the energy in the studio was powerful. So
was there anything you left out of the song that you're manifesting that you want to do maybe this year or the next five?
Go to Europe.
Yeah?
Yeah. Europe is dope. I want to go there.
You don't have to say Asia. That just because I'm...
No. that's you're smart.
Yeah.
Not going, just traveling more. I think for me, like, my favorite part about being an artist is that you're able to travel the world, like, and the fact, because coming from such a small town, like, I never understood how big the world really was. I was so used to, like, my little hometown that when I started traveling, it really opens up your eyes and it helps you stay inspired and it motivates you to just write more songs like you know.
100%. Well, I want to see you on that commercial.
Yeah.
In first class.
If that happens, we're going to get you to be in that commercial.
Yeah. Just me
you
and
down?
You.
Are you
me and
to
you on
it?
A flight to Dubai.
That's the commercial.
Preston Pablo, thank you so much for hanging out. Best of luck. We can't wait to see whatever you do next.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.